All right, Don. So when I started learning Hebrew, as you know, one of the things that helps me learn the words are these mnemonic devices. Do you teach your students to use
Yes,
mnemonic devices?
absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, they really help.
It totally helps. And so a mnemonic device is where you take a picture or a story or a song, even whatever you can, and assign it to the word you're trying to learn so you can remember what that word is. So I have a picture of a mnemonic device that I have used, and it's a perfect picture for me for this specific Hebrew word that we're going to talk about. And I'm going to come back later and bring this up again when we tell you about this word. But this Hebrew word today is so important for everyone to know. You're going to want to get your journals out. You're for sure going to want to get your scriptures. And we are going to dive into what this hen has to do with the story of Noah. Welcome to Jesus Christ in Scripture, Finding Christ on Every Page. I'm Tammy Uselak Hall with my friend, Dr. Donald W. Perry. And we are so excited to teach you today and to dig into the scriptures. So grab your scriptures, something to mark them with, and let's go to Genesis chapter 5. That's where we're going to start out. We are going to look at verses 28 and 29. So this is genealogy verses right here, and they're going to give us names of all of these people. And verse 28 says, "And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son." And here's whose son you want to know. And he called his name Noah. So Lamech is the father. He has a son named Noah, and we get introduced to Noah right here. And we're going to give you a cross-reference. You want to write to the outside of verse 29, Moses chapter 8, because that's going to take you to where we also introduced him, and it's verses 7, 8, and 9, where we find Noah right here. So our whole lesson today is our introduction to Noah. And Don, you're going to teach us about Noah, and I'm going to connect a hen to his
Okay,
story.
great,
You ready?
great.
Do you already know what the word is?
Absolutely. Yes, I love it.
I thought I could stump you.
So
All right.
we're titling this Noah and God's Enduring Grace. And the Noah narrative, Genesis 6 through 9, reveals profound truths about God's enduring grace. We're going to talk about some of them.
Okay.
Lehi's testimony, redemption cometh in and through the Holy Messiah. Now, notice this again, for because
Because.
he is full of grace and truth. Now, he's full of grace and truth, and that's important. So, who was Noah? He was born to Lamech, son of Methuselah. Noah is 10 years old when he is ordained under the hand of Methuselah. He was married to Emzara. They had three sons, Japheth, Shem, and Ham.
Now that's important to note. The order of these children is different in Moses than it
Yeah,
is in
that was
Genesis.
why.
Well, I just think it's pretty cool because forever I always thought that Shem was the oldest, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, but then in Moses it reorders them. So just notice the differences of those two in your scriptures. It's just a fun thing to point out
Yes,
if you're teaching gospel doctrine.
I love it. Thank you. Noah is sent to preach. We're going to talk about his post-mortal ministry toward the end. The great flood, Noah dies. Noah's post-mortal ministry as the angel Gabriel. And I put here on the right the name of Noah in Hebrew. I think it's beautiful. And some people might want to know about why the vowel is to the right under the chet instead of right under it. It's because it's maybe this is too much, but we call it
I like it.
furtive Patach.
Okay.
So it's Noach and not Noha, Noach.
Noah.
So that's why I think everyone knows I do Dead Sea Scrolls research. I
Yes.
do a lot, especially the biblical text from the Dead Sea Scrolls. And I found something very interesting. First, in one of the manuscripts, column 5, line 29, it says the book of the words of Noah.
Oh,
We
wow.
don't have the book of Noah,
No.
but it mentions that in the Dead Sea Scrolls. I
Really?
really think there was a book of Noah and it's lost to us.
Oh, wow.
And many scholars agree with me. And then notice a couple of things here. Then I, Noah, became a man. I laid hold of righteousness and I grasped. And then there's some text missing, and that's what the two brackets.
Okay.
What did he grasp? We don't know. I took Emzara, his daughter, as my wife, and she conceived and bore three sons, also daughters,
Oh,
according
wow.
to this. Now, this is the Dead Sea Scrolls. What's interesting is we have the name of Noah in a Dead Sea Scroll. Notice line one in the column. I, Noah, was in the door of the ark with the lion in front, and then we're missing text.
Oh.
So what's happening here? He's got a lion, he's at the door,
Wow.
and we don't know. I'm in suspense, but we're missing the text. But let's look at the name Emzara. In Hebrew, it looks like this. I figured, what does that mean? Em is probably mother, and then Zerah
Sarah.
is offspring. So is she called the mother of offspring, which is similar to Eve's significance? Eve means life, and it signifies the mother of all living. Noah and his wife were the new parents of all living on the ark.
That's
And
so
so is that what that means? I
because
don't know.
can the Zara can it also mean seed?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a mnemonic device to remember. Yeah. Because my husband loves to plant and garden and plant seeds. And I remember that is so cool.
Yeah, it can.
That is blowing my mind.
Is that fun?
It's even like the new Adam and Eve.
Yes,
the
mother
and father of gospel living.
Yep.
Don, this is so cool.
I love it.
So what is God's enduring grace? So these are King Benjamin's words.
Yes.
We have kept and preserved by his matchless power. He has all might, mind, and strength. The Lord hath granted unto me. And then right here, God who has created you, kept and preserved you, cause that you should rejoice. Serve him who has created you from the beginning, preserving you from day to day, lending you breath, supporting you from one moment to another.
This is all grace.
This is
grace. It's grace. Mm-hmm. And I remember a friend of mine gave a fireside about 20 years ago in our ward. And the friend from the pulpit told of an experience when he lost the power to breathe. Mm-hmm. And he went, he's trying to catch his breath. And he did this from the pulpit. And I remember that moment. And every breath that we get, every breath of oxygen is an act of grace from God, in my opinion. Yeah. Now, we've got more from Benjamin. He created you. He granted unto you your lives. He doth immediately bless you when you keep the commandments. And by the way, this is so impactful to me, that verse. I've tested this.
Really?
Yes. And I've thought, Heavenly Father, help me to recognize the immediate blessings. And over the years, I've noticed more how he's blessed me immediately. He has paid you. It belongeth to him who created you. King Benjamin, remember, was taught by an angel of what to say in his speech.
Yeah.
So these are all definitions of grace. Let's look at a modern apostolic witness.
In the Bible dictionary, we learn that the word grace frequently is used in the scriptures to connote a strengthening or enabling power. The main idea of the word is divine means of help or strength given through the bounteous mercy and love of Jesus Christ.
Don't you love that
it's
quote?
It's my favorite definition of grace.
Yes. I love it.
Especially that idea.
Now we're going to look at Noah. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the earth. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now the word grace, I wrote it in Hebrew. Everyone should know that this word is found 70 times in the Hebrew scripture. Not always God's grace, but used in other contexts too.
Okay, Don. If this is the word for grace in Hebrew, reading right to left, how is it pronounced?
Well, I'm going to pronounce it the way they do it in Hebrew, chen.
Chen. Chen. And that's why I showed you a picture of a hen at the very beginning, because now when I think of grace, I think of the word chen, and I'm going to show you a picture later on. We're going to come back to it, like what a hen does that shows grace. But here's the word, chen means grace.
And this is also a word, a name that's pretty common in Israel today for males.
Okay.
And to make a word feminine in Hebrew often has an ah ending. So Hannah or Hannah.
Yep.
We'll look at 1 Samuel later. Hannah, her name means grace also.
I gave my daughter the middle name of Grace in remembrance of the story of Hannah, because I can't tell you how many times I went to the temple and told the Lord, I will do whatever.
Okay.
To get married and have children.
Right,
like,
right.
It was like such an a gift of grace.
Sounds like Hannah.
I was
in
Hannah
Samuel
for a long
time.
Yes, for sure.
So we're going to look at several examples of God giving grace to Noah and his family.
God manifests grace when he calls prophets. Noah was a preacher of righteousness to warn people of the forthcoming flood. Also, righteousness and perfection come by God's grace. Despite living in a corrupt world, which we saw in the scriptures, Noah was a righteous man, perfect in his generations. And here it is, Noah walked with God.
Yep.
Tell us about the word perfect, though.
Okay, so the word perfect. Got the Hebrew word here for those who want to know. It means complete or perfect. We cannot become complete or perfect without God.
Right.
It's a gift of grace. Same with righteousness. Notice the word walked here. In the Hebrew, it's a special verbal form of walk. It's called a hit halech. It's not just walking like walking through the park or walking down the street. It's a walk denoting intimacy and fellowship. And I've quoted a lexicon. God's grace provides us with time to repent. When God's patience waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared. And God's grace provides small miracles for us. For example, Noah sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the earth. The dove came into him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf. Noah knew the waters had left much of the earth. That's a gift of grace.
Absolutely. More grace. God's grace warns us of future events. By the faith of Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. And God's grace provides means to escape calamities. Make yourself an ark. The Lord smiled upon the ark and held it in his hand. Ooh, that's neat. Tell us about that and the Hebrew word.
So that's personalized. Mm-hmm. Make yourself. There are four forms of yourself in Hebrew, and this is personalized. You, Noah, yeah. Make for yourself. God's grace extends to birds and animals, not just to us, because he kept them alive, male and female, that they would be fruitful and multiply on the earth after the flood. It extends to animals.
Oh, I have some friends who are going to love this because they love dogs.
Okay, good.
It's a cool one. Okay, God's grace provides us with covenants. God's grace blesses us with posterity. God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. God's grace provided food for Noah and his family to sustain them on the ark. Oh, that is for sure grace. God's grace halted the flood. God remembered Noah and all the beasts and all the livestock that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind blow over the earth and the waters subsided.
God's grace presented Noah and his family the proper way to worship. Noah built an altar to the Lord and took some of every clean animal and some of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. God provided food again after the flood. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you, and as I gave you the green plants, I give you everything.
You can just see, going back to Elder Bednar's quote you gave us, you can just see divine means of assistance consistently throughout every one of these examples you provided. This is neat.
Now, no more floods. That's an act of grace. That's it. This is the flood. No more.
God's grace provides us with the gift of a rainbow. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh.
So when we see the rainbow today, tomorrow, whenever we see it, it's an act of grace.
Yeah, it's a symbol of
it. It's a sign. Yeah.
How neat to be able to point that out from here on out to everyone. Like that rainbow is a sign of God's grace.
Yep.
Divine means our assistance and help.
Now we're going to transition and look at Noah. Remember, he's second in authority after Adam. He's the angel Gabriel, so that's important. He interpreted Daniel's vision and gave him skill and understanding. Remember, the Gabriel announced the future birth of John the Baptist to Zechariah in the temple.
In the temple.
This is a representation, and you see how Zechariah is kind of surprised, like, what's this going on here? But that was very important. And it opens up our understanding. Oh, that was Noah. Now is an angel.
Mm-hmm. Gabriel announced the future birth of Jesus Christ to Mary. Christ in the spirit world, among the great and mighty ones who were assembled in this vast congregation of the righteous, Noah, who gave warning of the flood. Joseph spoke of Michael, Gabriel, and other angels. Noah will drink the fruit of the vine on the earth with Christ and other prophets in the future.
Now, this is another Dead Sea Scroll. I just wanted to point out that Michael and Sariel and Raphael and Gabriel are called four archangels. So they're all head angels. Now, Michael is the archangel, but these others are also way up there in hierarchy.
Do we know anything about Sariel and Raphael?
Raphael is mentioned in the Doctrine and Covenants.
Correct.
Some scholars think that he's Enoch, but we don't know. Sariel, I don't know.
So with all of that we've talked about, and I think this lesson's really important, especially if you have the chance to teach, to focus on the grace and how important grace is in all of our lives. And then we go back to the mnemonic device and we talk about hen. And in my mind, I imagine this one specifically, because so many times in scripture, the Lord says that I will gather you as a hen gathereth her chicks. I have a friend who lives on a farm, and she was telling me that one of the things that strikes her about her farm is that whenever there is a disaster or whenever there is something on the farm that might cause any type of harm to the animals run. And she says, I was shocked to learn that it's the hen that stays and opens her wings. She said, I watch cows run away from their calves. I watch all the animals go for safety, but the hen stays, opens her wings to let all of the little chicks run underneath. And when she shared that with me, it completely changed my idea and viewpoint of what Jesus Christ is saying when he's like, I will gather you as a hen gathereth her chickens. And that is grace. He says in the scriptures, how off I want to just gather you in. And so when you think about this word grace this week, and now you know the word in Hebrew, hen, just think about God's grace saying, I'm here. Like, just come to me and I will protect you. I will sustain you. It's that simple. Run to me, come under my wing. And so that has been a great way to teach Noah, to talk about all the examples of grace in his life and to really focus on the hen in your own life. And are you coming to run under his wing? Because when you do, you will see divine blessings and divine strength. Thank you, Don. Anything you want to add about Hen? Is that how you remember Grace?
That is so powerful, what you said. What a great word you've shared with us. Thank you.
Have fun using that word this week. Teach everybody you know.
Teach everyone.
Thank you for joining us. Have a really great week, and shalom and goodbye.